I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it's a new year. Happy New Year. Yes, I actually was supposed to do a show long before this, okay? But there was Christmas. Then there was after Christmas, and then there was stuff after Christmas, and then there was New Year's, and then there was stuff after New Year's. But anyway, lots of stuff. But stuff was going on, so I put it off till now. Okay, so bear with me. Okay, by the way, you like my jacket? This is my leather jacket. This is my motorcycle jacket. It's a little bulky. It's kind of bulky. But it's warm. Yes. Ooh, I hit the camera. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so if it sticks out a little bit in places, it's just because it's big and bulky. I used to wear this when I was much bigger. Yes, well, another story for another time. But anyway, but it's warm, and I like warm. So, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. And I'm coughing. Yes. I've been dealing with a little throat thing. Boy, this jacket is really big. Anyway. Let's calm down a moment, shall we? And get back into the program. We have things happening. For instance, one of the great things that happened over the last bit here, actually the last month, because it's almost exactly 1 month ago that I posted this particular post on the Dr. Bill blog. Like I said, I'm behind, okay? What can you say? But anyway, it's a big one though, big post. Because Chrome, the web browser Chrome, has won. You see, I didn't know they were competing. Well, they're all competing, all the web browsers, but Chrome has won. You say, how can you say that, Dr. Bill? Because Microsoft, good old evil empire Microsoft, has decided to just scrap Edge, their new browser, which is kind of a follow-up to Internet Explorer, which, of course, is one of the worst browsers that has ever been made in the history of the universe. Yes, that may be not quite strong enough an exaggeration. At any rate, Edge is going to die in and of itself. But the name will hang around. They're still going to call it Edge, but it really, between you and me, it's really secretly going to be Chrome. Basically, Microsoft has just given up on web browsers and web browser technology and said, okay, so Chrome has won the browser wars. We're just going to incorporate Chrome into what we call Edge. They're still going to use the Edge name, but it's really going to be Chrome. To be more specific and precise here, it's going to be Chromium. Okay, Chromium is the open source version of Chrome. You might say the core of it. And so that is what Microsoft is going to use, as it is open, for their browser. Now, there's a lot of good news in this. One is Chrome 1. I like that part. Okay? But But there's even more good news, and that is that Chrome winning the browser wars means that there won't be any more of this competing browser technology issue with this web page, you know, doesn't translate as well as this web page and this browser, and so I got to use this browser. I mean, even my wife, Belinda, she has to use different browsers depending on which website she's trying to use to pay various bills on. She pays the bills because she knows how to add and subtract. Not one of my strong suits, okay? And she's a math, you know, thing is, her degree's in math. She's really good at it. Which is why she's fascinated by me, that I can't do math. I don't math, okay? I just don't. When I do, it's embarrassing. Anyway, the point is that she does all that, so she's dealing with all these different, you know, web portals that she has to deal with. Now, I use Chrome for everything, but then I don't do anything exciting on the web, you know, of that nature. Trying to use different browsers to do different things. I just don't need to. I use Chrome. That's it. Don't have any need for anything else, with one minor exception, which I will explain shortly. Okay? We'll get there. So hang in there for that. Anyway, so that's going to be good. The compatibility issues will be no more. The other thing is that Chrome, because it is not incorporated into the operating system, has not always been the snappiest of browsers. A lot of people complained about memory usage and CPU usage and so forth because it doesn't have the luxury of being built into the operating system like Internet Explorer and afterward Edge was. Well, Microsoft's now going to incorporate Chromium technology into their browser as part of the operating system, so it will actually improve Chrome's speed. That's cool. So it's kind of a double win in the widgets world. It's a big win because Chrome won the browser wars, but it's also a big win in that Microsoft, in giving in and using Chromium as the basis for Edge, is going to build that speed and technology into the operating system. See what I'm saying there? Makes sense. So that's good. It's all good. It's all good news. So, and Microsoft gets a kick in the teeth. I like that. It's good. I know my Microsoft, you know, fan folks out there are probably going, "How dare you?" Because it's fun. That's why. Now, next item is related. And that is that because Edge will really be Chrome under the hood, then the Chrome extensions, web extensions that Chrome uses will work with Edge when all this transpires, when all of it is done, okay? This is all still in the talking stages, so don't expect it to work right now. But when it finally does, then your Chrome extensions will work with Edge. When all of this happens, and I know people are going to freak out about this, I may actually consider using Edge because it will really be Chrome. See what I did there? Okay. Now, the exception I mentioned, let's talk about that. The exception is that I do a whole lot with RSS feeds. Okay? I need it for what I do and putting together my video programs are all pulled off of RSS feeds. Okay? Chrome has not dealt well with RSS feeds in that it doesn't display them as anything except as XML code. I'm kind of getting into the weeds here, so bear with me. Okay, so when you go to an XML feed and you click on it and you're in Chrome, You just see code. You see XML code, okay? Kind of not useful, all right? Whereas in Firefox, we're getting in the weeds here, but stay with me. In Firefox, if you look at an RSS feed, you see it displayed nice and neat. At least you used to. Now, Firefox has changed, and they're no longer supporting displaying RSS feeds correctly, or correctly is maybe the wrong word. Friendly, maybe, is a better way of saying it. So, you can't look at an RSS feed in Chrome without just seeing the code. Now you can't look at it in Firefox, except now that you just see the code. Which pretty much, the only reason I kept Firefox around was to look at RSS feeds. So much for Firefox. Anyway, I'm trying not to cough. You see, that's what I've been dealing with. And my wife says, you're loud. And I am when I'm coughing. So sorry about that. Anyway, the point is I'm trying really hard not to cough. So, so what was I saying? So Firefox to me is now useless because I can't watch or see RSS feeds correctly in it. So I had to go on a search for something to display RSS feeds in a clean and happy way. And I found my answer. It's called Fresh RSS. Now I'm not featuring it here on the program because it's highly technical to set up. You see, Fresh RSS is actually code that you install on a web server, and then you get a website that's pulled off that web server that is essentially an RSS software package that allows you to subscribe to all your feeds in Fresh RSS, and then you will see them displayed correctly in any web browser. Okay? Did that make any sense? The bottom line is, if you're not a webmaster, as I am, then you probably aren't going to install Fresh RSS because it requires you to be a webmaster, have a web server available, and install it. Okay? I did. It works for me. I'm fixed. Life's good. Okay? But you might say, but Dr. Bill, I want Fresh RSS. Well, you can get it. You just have to install it on a web server. Okay? Sorry. But it's great. Works for me. Works perfect for me. I debated whether to even demo it because, you know, most people aren't going to be able to install it. So I decided, yeah, I'll just mention it. Okay? But the whole point is it's because web browsers are no longer supporting friendly displays of RSS feeds, which I find annoying. So, color me annoyed. I'm a computer curmudgeon, after all. And sometimes I get irritated. And this is one of those times. Anyway, VPNs. Skipping to another subject. He bounced off that, went to another subject. VPNs are important. You need a good VPN, and I have a great deal for you, okay? This is IPVanish. This is the VPN that I personally use, and I encourage you to use, and is handy because it's installable on all kinds of platforms. And when you get a license for it, you get the ability to install it on all these different platforms. So if you have an Android phone or an Android tablet, or you have a Windows box like I do, or you have any number of things, you can install IPVanish on it. A Fire TV. I got a new Fire TV Cube for Christmas. I'm looking at it over there beside my TV. It's cool. And it has the Echo built into it. I almost said the word, but I didn't. Anyway, the person that shall not be named is in the box. and you can ask her questions right there on the Fire Cube. And IP Vanish will install on Fire Cube. So you have VPN right there on your Fire Cube as well. So it's very cool. So this is the deal. 2 full years of IP Vanish for $89.99. Lifetime price. That means if it ever goes up, you still pay that price. You still get the same deal. Okay? So click on this link that I'm displaying right now, drbill.tv, drbill.tv/VPN. That link will take you to this great deal. So take advantage of that. It's a good one. Okay? Next item, Roku. As a box, the Roku box does not have to be activated. This is a scam that turned up during Christmas. People were buying Roku boxes, giving them as gifts, and the people that got them as gifts thought they had to be activated. And there were scammers out there that were taking advantage of folks by activating the Roku box. You don't have to activate a Roku box. It just plain works. So get over it, folks. Be wise to that. Okay, now speaking of Rokus, there's a rumor. I love rumors. Rumors are fun. There is a rumor in cord-cutting circles that it may soon be possible to watch Roku content off the Roku app on your phone. Okay? Now, I think this is only for the Roku channel, which is a channel available on Roku, thus called the Roku channel, that has content in it that you may be able to soon see that right on your phone, which is pretty doggone cool. Okay? Now, next item. I'm going through them quickly because I'm taking a lot of time to talk about things like coughing and coats and things that don't matter at all. Okay? So I'm trying to move along. Okay. Chromecast. There's a Chromecast hack out there. People are hacking people that have Chromecasts, taking over the Chromecast and displaying on their TV that you should subscribe to PewDiePie's YouTube site. Why would you ever do that? I don't know. But these hackers want you to subscribe to their this guy's site on YouTube. And the hack is called the Cast Hack because it's a Chromecast and they're hacking it. So that's weird. The only way it works is if you have plug and play turned on your router. That allows them to get in and get through. So don't do that. Okay. Next item. This is an interesting item. China has landed a craft, a spacecraft, on the dark side of the moon. Now, I know a lot of you, a dark side of the moon, isn't that like something that people talk about in songs and on the web and things of that nature? And weird cartoons. Yes! But this is the real dark side of the moon. The side of the moon that does not face Earth is, of course, dark. And therefore, that's where China chose to land a craft. Now, there's no humans in it. It's an unmanned craft. They landed it there and went, see, we did it. Good on them that they did that. That's cool. But, you know, just between you and me, we got there first, and we landed on the side where you can see, where there's light. Okay? I mean, we knew enough to do that. We being the U.S. of A. Okay? Now, the next item. I know it's getting weird in here. Anyway, next item. I finally, officially cut the cord. I am now watching my TV off of over-the-air antenna, which, by the way, I got a whiz-bang cool over-the-air antenna. Now, I know some of you say, well, yeah, Dr. Bill, you got that View TV antenna. I did have that. And it's a good antenna, don't get me wrong. But there's a better one. And of course, I had to have the best that I could find. And I got this particular one. It's by a company called Antop. Antop. That sounds like a, I don't know, like a Russian Bond villain. Antop. But it's, you know, the antenna on top of your house. So Antop, I guess. I don't know. It's a Canadian company. The Canadians. So anyway, but they're a good company and they apparently are good with their customer support and all those good things. I don't know. I didn't have to call them, but I got their cool omnidirectional UFO antenna. Yes, actual, looks like a UFO as the picture shows here, antenna. But it works great. I actually was able to pull in like almost twice the number of channels that the old antenna pulled in. And they're all super sharp and clear. I mean, they're all digital. So, I mean, you know, you either have them or you don't. You know how digital works? It doesn't go squirrely on you and looks odd. But they all look really good and sharp and clear. And I'm still amazed that over-the-air digital signals are so sharp. They're sharper than cable. So, you know, as good as you thought cable was, this is amazing. So I finally cut the cord. Well, in doing so and cutting the cord, I found that I missed a few channels that I didn't get any other way. For instance, let me just give you a few of the ones I missed. I missed what used to be called Velocity that is now called Motor Trend because at heart I'm a gearhead and I like cars and motorcycles. And I just liked watching what is now called the Motor Trend channel. So I wanted Motor Trend. I wanted the Hallmark channel because who doesn't like watching Christmas movies on the Hallmark channel, right? Even though they all have the same plot. Still, you kind of want to see them. Okay, and what else? Oh, and the Science Channel and Discovery. I wanted to be able to watch Mythbusters. Yes, I know they're all reruns, but hey, I wanted to see them. Okay, so all of those various channels are all part of the things that I missed when I cut the cord. So, I found a service that allows you to watch all those cool channels and many more, like 40 channels for $16 a month. Now, I was paying $190 a month for cable. Dude, so $16, I mean, hey, free over-the-air TV for all the regular channels and, you know, the CW programs and Flash and Arrow and all those guys, Supergirl, I could get over-the-air, and that's free. And then $16, and I get all the channels that I was missing. So cool. It's called Philo. I've mentioned it before, but I finally subscribed to it, and now I'm using Philo. So between over-the-air and Philo, I'm good. Yes, and $16 a month, that's a lot less than $190. Wow. Okay, now, speaking of cord cutting, the last item here, for those of you that hung in till the end, and that is Tableau has announced that they're now going to have a commercial skipping feature. So you record a program on your Tableau DVR, over-the-air Tableau DVR, like I have. I have four tuners in it, and I can record my programs, and I like it, but then I have to skip through the commercials, like you do with any DVR. Well, Tableau is coming up with a feature in March of this year, that will automatically skip the commercials. I am down with that. So, more as that happens. Okay, and since I'm about to cough again, we'll say goodbye for this show. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.